The morning of the 7th, I was barely missed by a strafing airplane.
For 94-year-old Herb Elfring of Jackson, the memories of that Sunday morning back in 1941 are, in his words, crystal clear. As a then 19-year-old member of the National Guard, Elfring says he had been stationed outside of Pearl Harbor for just over a year when the swarm of 360 Japanese warplanes came in for their attack.
And I looked up and saw that plane with a round ball on the wing, and I realized that something is more serious than just our own planes doing some maneuver of some kind.
Over 2,400 Americans died that morning. Another 1,100 were wounded. The U.S. was drawn into World War II. As for the atomic bombs dropped 4 years later on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Elfring, who has returned to Pearl Harbor this week to commemorate the anniversary, believes both were needed to end the fighting.
I think we did the right thing by dropping the bombs.